Which was it?
This one.
Okay.
So 38 on the board, right?
Or 13, which is on the board? 39 to 40, both, okay. So, I go to 38 first and I'll recite the other one. Avidura Vraja Bhavaya Saha Gopala Dukhya Charayam Asita Vatsan Nana Kida Pachadado. Not far away from their residential quarters, both Krishna and Balram, equipped with all kinds of playthings, played with other cowherd boys and began to tend their small calves. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 11, the childhood pastimes of Krishna. Okay. So translation, then purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram would play on their flutes. Sometimes they would throw ropes and stones, devised for getting fruits from the trees. Sometimes they would throw only stones, and sometimes their ankle bells tinkling. They would play football with fruits like pipal and amlikalaki. Sometimes they would cover themselves with blankets and imitate cows and bulls and fight with one another, roaring loudly, and sometimes they would imitate the voices of the animals. In this way, they enjoyed sporting exactly like two ordinary human children. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Vrindavan is full of peacocks. Kunjat kokil ham sasasa gunukin mayurakul. The Vrindavan forest is always full of cuckoos, ducks and swans, peacocks, cranes, and also monkeys, bulls and cows. So Krishna and Balaram used to imitate the sounds of these animals and enjoy sporting. Om Agyanti Mandasya Ganagana Salakaya Chaksur Militamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uttapadagamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raghunavitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vaisnaya Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Larita Shivishakambitam Sha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kapatrubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bevcha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'll try my best to say something. Actually, Sridhar Prabhu was meant to give class, but he had to go to important meeting, so just have to bear with me. So, Vrindavan is not part of this material world. It may appear in the material world, it may appear in a certain location, but it's not different from Goloka Vrindavan. And everything which happens in Vrindavan is what happens in Goloka Vrindavan happens also in Vama Vrindavan. Even the animals, I was reading Prabhupada's quotes on Vrindavan as it is. Prabhupada was saying, the animals in Vrindavan, it's their last birth before they go back to Godhead. And the Goswamis who live there, who do sinful activities, then they become hogs, dogs, tortoises, and they have to, because animals cannot build up karma. This is burn off the karma. So they suffer like this, and then next life they go back to Godhead. So Prabhupada said, why take an animal birth? We should go back in human birth. The animal birth is full of suffering. If you go to Vrindavan, you see the dogs, how they're beaten. It's not very nice. They get driven over and chased and beaten. So, also, Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. Because they're saying that one could be in Vrindavan and his mind could be somewhere else, so he's not in Vrindavan. And one could be somewhere else and his mind could be in Vrindavan. There was an instance of one person in Delhi, he was thinking on, this is a nectar of devotion given, how he was meditating on serving Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. So Narada Muni came and guided him to right way, how to meditate in that way, to enter in Vrindavan. I have some few quotes. Let's see if I can find. So, Krishna has many varieties of animals in Vrindavan. It says, Vrinda Devi, she had 100,000 disciples under her who orchestrate Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. It's under her direction that Krishna organizes the Purnamasi, then Vrindadevi is one who assists Krishna in his pastimes. So all the birds and other animals, they're like go under Vrindadevi's direction, how to assist Krishna in his pastimes. There are certain places in Vrindavan that one cannot enter at a certain time in the evening. One has to leave. There's a place where the Ras dance happens. And I heard a story on that. One person was trying to note everything down in his diary, which was happening in this place. And a monkey came and told him, what are you doing? You have to leave the place now. It's evening. No, even monkeys don't stay there at that time. Everyone leaves. And then some lady came and warned him, didn't listen. Some strong person came and just threw this person out. Because he was saying, I'm noting everything down. And then he went crazy after being thrown out. So that shows that one cannot gate crash into Vrindavan. One has to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and then he can enter Vrindavan. In Navavraja Mahime, which Srila Sivan Maharaj has written, he gave one realization how there was one devotee in Radhakund, he was serving his spiritual master. And the spiritual master asked him, what is your mood in serving Krishna? do you like to serve in the mood of gopis or cowherd boy? So he said, I prefer a mood of a cowherd boy. So then the spiritual master told him, go to Krishna Balaram temple. So Srila Sivaram Maharaj and Bhaktabhringa Govinda Maharaj, they were regularly reading Krishna book to him. And one at some point they didn't see this boy. Then they're wondering what happened to him. Then he came to them. Then they saw him later on. Then they asked him, what happened to you? And he said, Lord Chaitanya was doing an examination on me. This was his realization. So that shows that also there are many instances in Vrindavan where devotees in the early years, they used to chase dogs away, and Prabhupada stopped them and he said, no, you shouldn't chase them away. And they also are devotees, and Prabhupada gave them prasad. I think there was a story with Sachin Nandan Maharaj. One time he went to some temple in Delhi, somewhere he went, and a dog used to come there to see the deities. And Sachin Nandan Maharaj paid obeisances to this dog. Just to show the point that he's a devotee. He may have made an offense in his previous life, but he took birth as a dog to get purified. And the pujaris also told him he comes every day for the darshan of the deities. So, just to show how we can't judge someone on the external. We can't, internal we can't see. And also, who was that devotee who wrote the Brihad Bhagavatamrita? Huh? Gopi Pranabhar, yeah. He was mentioning in one of his talks how if you see white cows on Vrindavan Hill, then you know that Krishna and Balaram are there. So this was his experience living in Vrindavan for many years. To show that how it's all happening, but our vision is covered, we can't see it. It's also said that the river Yamuna, she's an expansion of Vishakha. This is given in Vrajanama Mahime, Sivaram Maharaj commenting like this. She's an expansion of Vishakha. So we can see how it's all happening there, but our vision is covered due to we have to get the mercy. The mercy has to come. And also the one time Lokanath Maharaj, he asked, this is 2000, I did the Brajmanda Parikrama, and Lokanath Maharaj was there, and he asked the devotees, how many of you would like to see the river Vrindavan? So everyone put their hands up. So Maharaj said, if you all saw the river Vrindavan, all of you would move to Vrindavan, and the mission of Lord Chaitanya would stop. So for now, Lord Chaitanya is keeping Vrindavan covered, so his mission would spread. And the other thing, there was one devotee in Vrindavan. He was disciple of Lokanath Maharaj. So he was just staying in Vrindavan for some many years, and he wanted to take shelter of a Brijbasi there. Some Brijbasi he wanted to take. But his Bijbasi told him, unless you get blessings from your Diksha Guru, I cannot give you shelter. So even they respect the line of parampara. Even the Bijbasis, they don't. They understand what parampara is. Those who are true Bijbasis, they understand this. So then he went to Lokanath Maharaj, got his permission. And Maharaj gave him guidance what to do. But in Vrindavan, one thing is that the purification is very fast. In Mayapur, it's less, more merciful. For us who are part of the Krishna consciousness movement, better to pray to the six Goswamis. Srinivasacharya wrote the prayers of Sad Goswami Astikam. So we have to try and pray for their mercy. And then we can enter Vrindavan. Yeah, unless one takes guidance of devotees, one can get bewildered in Vrindavan. It's like even local people from outside, they do this Govardhan Parikram, 108 obeisances, and one devotee was doing and he's going to do it, and his guru said, why are you doing it? There's no need. Many people do this for material gain. They don't even, they do it for their son's examination to pass, and nothing spiritual. So that shows that one has to, the guru, sadhu, shastra line, one has to follow properly. Otherwise one can get bewildered even in Vrindavan. So there was a little letter by Srila Prabhupada, let's see if I can find. Okay. This is a letter by Srila Prabhupada, Bombay, 18th October 1973. In the spiritual world, there are varieties, but there is agreement. That is a difference. The materialist, without being able to adjust the varieties and the disagreements, makes everything zero. They cannot come into agreement with varieties, but if we keep Krishna in the center, then there will be agreement in varieties. This is called unity and diversity. We should discuss how to make unity in diversity. But if we fight on account of diversity, then it is simply a material platform. So, Prabhupada also said that, for the devotees, because Krishna is the center, they can adjust things very quickly. But for the non-devotees, because they can't adjust things, they just become more negative. Devotees, they understand how Krishna is the center, then adjustments come very quickly. Because they know that Krishna, whatever he does is good for everything. He does, whatever he does is good for everyone. So there was, in order to understand this story, examples are there in the scriptures, like the story of Diti is there. How she wanted to kill Indra because she thought Indra had killed her sons, Hiranyakshana, Hiranyakashipu. So she pleased her husband, Kashyapa Muni. Kashyapa Muni, yeah. And she asked for the boon. then he asked to follow this special vow, prayavarta vow. And she said, if you make any discrepancy, then your Indra will become your... You won't get your vow fulfilled, in other words. So demigods are very alert, and Indra was watching anything, discrepancy she was doing. At one point she forgot to wash her hands. And Indra entered a woman, he cut an embryo in two, then he cut it again, it became 749. So they became the Maruts. And they were telling Indra, why you're killing us, we are your friends. So although the fact that she did this vow under her husband's guidance to please Lord Vishnu, everything worked out. And generally, we mothers like children, women like to have children. So she, when she found out she had 49 children, she was very happy. And she was okay with Indra as well. So that example shows the point of how Krishna is a center, everything works out. Because Krishna knows what's best for you. He knows what the best interesting, what is the best, what is best for you. And one other example I read in Holy Prison, Srila Chandramuni Maharaj, he gives a good example on this. He said how one time one woman was put in prison because in India, if you don't treat a daughter-in-law properly or something, something happened anyway. She was put in prison. It's an old lady. So they do this prison preaching. So this one devotee, she told her, you should start chanting 16 rounds. You'll get out of your, because you're getting depressed. You'll get out of your depression if you start chanting. And then she told this lady, she told the old lady, the devotee told the old lady that just like Krishna was born in prison, he took everyone out of prison, so you should pray to Krishna to take you out of prison. So she started praying like this. And somehow the just following the devotee's instruction and praying like this, she left her body. Because, I don't know, in India things can be complicated. It's not so easy. In the material world things are complicated. So Krishna knew what her best thing for her would be. So he took her. Because she was praying, she took her back to Godhead. So, and I read in one pastime of Lord Jagannath, there was one person who was studying Naya from Mithila. He was like a big scholar. And he came across Lord Jagannath's pastimes. So he was trying to analyze Jai Radha Gokulanda Ki Jai. So he's trying to analyze if this by worshipping Lord Jagannath one can attain liberation. This was he was trying to analyze it. And so he went to Jagannath Puri, and that day the temple of Lord Jagannath didn't open. The pujari came, the gates weren't opening. So the report went to the king. And so next morning, when the pujari was doing his puja, at night time, Lord Jagannath appeared to the head pujari and said, as long as this, scholar remains in Jagannath Puri, my gates won't open to anyone. And so they all went to him, the pujaris, the people, they went to this person. They said, are you this person? He said, I am this person. So So it's because of your presence here, the gates are now opening for anyone to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. Then he became humble and he said, because of me, so many people are not getting darshan. Let me go and see Lord Jagannath. So then he started offering humble prayers. Then the gates opened so everyone could see Lord Jagannath. So in this story, he's commented that those who have faith in Lord Jagannath, then Lord Jagannath gives his mercy to them. But those who are faithless, then Lord Jagannath doesn't give his mercy. So that's one important thing to understand, that we have to have strong faith that Krishna is there. And it's commented by Sanatana Goswami in his 10th canto commentary. He says, those who have materialistic eyes, Krishna will give distress in the form of time. And those whose eyes are within meditating on him, he will give happiness as super soul. So this shows how we have to... Krishna consciousness is not just an external thing. It's also internal. So if we go internally, then the external will manifest properly. And Prabhupada also said that. If you're spiritually strong, then your material well-being will follow. And Prabhupada showed the example in building this temple in Vrindavan, this Krishna Balaram temple. And many of the temples in Vrindavan, they actually comment that because of the ISKCON temple there, the Krishna Balaram temple, all of Vrindavan has become opulent because of the high standard of deity worship which is maintained there and 24-hour kirtans which are happening. Also, there was an interesting story in Vrindavan. Before the Krishna Balaram temple was built, they said there was a bull in that area. And anyone who used to come in that area, the bull used to kill them. So they asked Prabhupada, you know, how to deal with this bull. So Prabhupada said, go and do kirtan every day, Harinam kirtan. So they're going 7 days, they were doing Harinam kirtan, Sankirtan. And then the bull just ran away. Yeah. That's quoted in the Vrindavan as it is, the story, this quotation there. So, also, there's one pastime with, if I can find it here, I've made a note on it. Yeah. This is from Navavraja Mahime. It says, Nanda Maharaj's younger brother, Sanananda, is very gentle, affectionate and generous. His complexion is fair and his beard black. Ever so devoted to his brother, he is the father of Sunananda Gopi. He pleases Krishna by giving him palatable dishes made with buffalo yogurt, by worshipping him with each breath. So it seems like even hard to believe, but even they have buffaloes there in the Goloka Vrindavan. This is mentioned in the Navavraja Mahime. So, but that shows how Krishna is, he likes variety. And actually it's mentioned that everything which is in the material world is there also in the spiritual world, like these houses here. There's streets, there's everything is there, you know, people. So same thing is there in the spiritual world, but it's there in the... Here is all made of matter. Over there is all spirit. So we just have to transform our consciousness, make our consciousness more Krishna conscious. Then Vishnu Chakri Thakur comments that the more you become, practice Krishna consciousness, your material body will dissolve and your spiritual body will manifest. And the more you go into materialistic consciousness, then your spiritual body will dissolve and your material body will manifest. So it's a matter of consciousness. We just have to perfect our practice. I think there was a and it's mentioned in Krishna consciousness, the beginning and the end is the same. In the beginning you start with the chanting, and the end you finish with the chanting. It's just a matter of practice. The example is given like in martial arts. I think Pachani Muni gave this example, how you start with the sword, that's beginning practice. Then you have the sword in the mind. Then the higher stages you fight without the sword. So the practice of Krishna consciousness chanting is like that. Beginning is a struggle. You're practicing with the sword, then sword in the mind, then without the sword, which is the highest. I'll stop here. Any comments or questions?